Ahaya, ahaya, Esharahaya, he's the ancient of days. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he is worthy of everything. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all honor. Praise to our Almighty Father. Yes. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he is worthy of all praise. He's the great I am, and he's the one who created everything. Yes. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's our maker. Yes. He is so. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's the ancient of days. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's worthy of all praise. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he is worthy of all praise. He is worthy. He is worthy of all the praise. Yeah, he's the ancient of days. He's the first. Yes, he is, and he's always gonna be and always will be. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's the Almighty. He's a great I am. Yes. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's the ancient of days. Ahaya, ancient of days, yes he is. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's the ancient of days. He is our king. Yes, Ahaya is our king. Praise Ahaya, Esharahaya, for everything. I haven't written these words down, just came to me a few minutes ago. Praise Ahaya, Esharahaya. He is the Ancient of Days. It even talks about the Ancient of Days coming here during the time of the Antichrist. But Ahaya is worthy of all the praise. Yes, he is. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's the ancient of days. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he is worthy of all the praise. Ahaya, Esharahaya, he's the ancient of days. And he always will be, yes. He's the great I am and the ancient of days. Ahaya is the great I am and he's the ancient of days. Yes, he is. Shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise. And she's next door at her daughter's right now, helping them. And praise Ahaya for everything. You know, he is worthy of all the praise. He's the Ancient of Days. He is the great I am, the Almighty Father Ahaya. the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yes. And praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. And you know something? Stuff is going on these days. Things are just going crazy out here. Like last night in Texas, I forgot what town, but where they had the fires, there was also a nuclear weapons facility there that had to evacuate due to the fire. Praise Ahayah that didn't blow. It'd been worse fireworks than you'd ever want to see if a nuclear weapons facility went. Not sure 100% about what's going on there now, but I guess nothing rough because we haven't heard anything else. About it, so praise Ahayah. You know he's in control. He's the Ancient of Days. And he is sending his son back, Yeshaya. That's why you got all this build up for. It's not for these wars. I mean, just think about it. I mean, we haven't heard anything about it. So, praise Ahayah there. But you know something? Ahayah's greater than anyone. He sure is. Praise Ahayah for everything. And well, anyways, we're with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio. Anchor.fm, Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line, and that number is 407-476-7163. And you can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 364 to 365 days a year, depending on the calendar you go by. And praise Ahayah. Anyways, this broadcast is going to be on different topics. Praise Ahayah. through Yeshaya. Okay. We'll start out Genesis chapter 6. You know, they talk about giants here and there, like a few years ago, supposedly. They went up against one or two in Afghanistan. Not sure if it's completely legit, but some soldiers said that they did. And so you got to take things that, yeah, there was giants. There still is. According to scriptures, they were before the flood and then after. So let's read what it says here. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass, when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Okay, so men began to multiply on the earth, and daughters were born unto them, you know. That the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Who are these sons of Elohim that took the daughters of men? Well, you know that 1/3 of the angels fell. Can't be completely righteous angels where they were at one time, but okay, one that was a big wig named Lucifer, or Samuel, was the head one. Not Samuel, but Samuel. And they think that was actually Satan's name, that was him instead of Lucifer, because Lucifer means light bearer. And well, anyways, that's who we believe the sons of Elohim would be the angels. And, you know, the angels aren't supposed to cohabit with the women. So they had to be the fallen angels. And it says that the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And Ahiah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were Nephilim in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of Elohim came unto the daughters of men. And they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Okay. So, the Nephilim in the earth were the sons and daughters of the fallen angels. In other words, half angel, half man. In other words, mixed breed like. Because half fallen angel and half human. So, and Ahijah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Well, the reason being is because they were man and angel, fallen angel, or demonic. So yeah, there was evil in their thoughts continually. And it repented Ahijah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Okay. Well, right here we've heard about the Nephilim, okay? Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 24. I know we've done a few about this lately. But this is important because now they're saying that giants are waking up in Antarctica. So as the days of Noah, you know, so will it be the days of the Son of Man. So we need to know what they're getting at about what Yeshua meant when he said, as the days of Noah, so will be the days of the Son of Man. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. So, when he comes back, it's going to be as the days of Noah. People are going to be eating and drinking, getting married. But the thing is why is all this mentioned? Marrying and giving in marriage. Well, could it be that the Nephilim, the fallen angels, show back up and do that again? Or maybe there's a trick that they had up their sleeve. You know that a little jab won't hurt, they say. But it does. Don't take it, you know. Could it be that? Could it be, and it takes your DNA and alters it? Which would be the same difference, because once it's altered, you're no more human. And you've got a God gene in you. Which I'm going to look up. And on the next broadcast, probably bring that out a little bit about that. But it could have something to do with these needles that they want to give you a cow shot. Or jab of that cow because BACA, which they get vaccine from, BACCA in Latin, the meaning in the for that Latin word is cow. Pass it on. And anyways, what we're saying here. Also, they were eating and drinking. Well, we know that back in the days before the flood, men's diets were supposed to be. And Elohim said, this Genesis 1, 29 to 31. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Praise Ahayah. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Okay, where he came out with the meat eating was when they got off the ark. So all at once, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, we'll start. And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Okay, this is right after the flood. So could the animal meat be what they were offering to these Nephilim or fallen angels with them telling them that they were their gods? Back in the days of Noah. Think about it. And then let's go to Numbers. I think chapter 13. And Ahijah spake unto Moshe, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Yisraelah, of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moshe, by the commandment of Ahijah, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. Those men were heads of the children of Yisraelah. Okay, so they sent one from all 12 tribes, and two of them, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for Yehuda, and Hoshea, the son of Nun, who they named Joshua, the son of Nun, from he was of the tribe of Ephraim. Okay, well, we're at 26 minutes and a half. Okay, these are the names of the men which Moshe, sent spy out the land, and Moshe called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them out to spy the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Almon Okay, we're Shishai and Talmai, the children of Anak, which Anak was a giant, so these are children of giants, or giants, where now Hebron was built 7 years before Zon and Mitzrayim. And they came into the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Yisraelah cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moshe and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Yisraelah unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." Wow, the children of Anak, the giants. Okay, the Nephilim. The Amalekites, they're giants too, we think. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb steeled the people before Moshe and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." So the one for Judah, Caleb. Well, he said, "Let's go up and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." So they're saying that these people are stronger than us, you know. So, it's saying here, and they brought an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Yisraelah, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." So they're like, wow, no. We can't do it because these people we saw. And verse 33. "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight." Think about this. Our Heavenly Father, the Ancient of Days, our Maker, the Creator, has got to be stronger than any of these giants, than all the giants put together even, you know. We know we don't serve a wimp. We serve the King. We serve the one who sent his only Son to die for us, to pay the price for us. But they give a bad report. But there's two of them out of the 12 that saying, "No, we can beat them." Caleb stilled the people before Moshe and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went with them said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they talk about them being like grasshoppers to these giants. Well, what we heard The ones in Antarctica is 20 meters high. I looked that up, and 20 meters is 65 foot and 7 and something inches. Think about that. So, yeah, we'd be like grasshoppers or something to them. But you know something, though? Our king is greater than them. Numbers 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Yasharala murmured against Moshe and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would Allah hain that we had died in the land of Mitzrayim, or would Allah hain we had died in this wilderness? Wow. They're saying, should we have died in Egypt or Mitzrayim or in this wilderness? And wherefore hath Ahayah brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Mitzrayim? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Mitzrayim. So they was wanting to make, they're so scared of these giants and these people that they were willing to give up everything and go back to Mitzrayim where they were slaves. Wow. I wonder how Ahayah felt hearing them saying this. And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Mitzrayim. Then Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Yasharala, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, because they said we could do this. And they know that Ahayah could outdo any of these giants. These giants could step on them and they'd still be living and laugh at the giant and say, step on me again, because Ahayah's got them, you know. Ahayah can make it to where you don't feel nothing. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Yasharala, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If Ahayah delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against Ahayah, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Ahayah is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of Ahayah appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Yasharala. Wow. I mean, so bad that it makes the people want to stone them for telling the truth, saying, come on, we can beat these giants are nothing to us. But yeah, I mean, and Ahijah said unto Moshe, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moshe said unto Ahijah, then the Mitzrayim shall hear it. For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Ahijah, art among this people, that thou, Ahijah, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because Ahijah was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of Ahijah be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, Ahijah is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiven iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Mitzrayim even until now. And Ahijah said, I have pardoned according to thy word. You know, everyone that was over 20 years old, other than Caleb and Joshua, did not get to go to the Promised Land. The land flowing, Israel, the land flowing with milk and honey. Even Moshe and Aaron messed up and didn't get to go. Think about that one. It's important to know that Ahijah's in charge. And we all need him. What would you do if a 65-foot giant came walking up to you? Well, we would have no choice but to say, we rebuke you in the mighty name of Yeshua, the name above all names. Think about it, y'all. We believe that we're not to eat animal meat. That it started with the fallen angels. and the Nephilim. According to the one of the Apocrypha books. I think it might be the Book of Enoch. But I'm going to look it up. And think about it. Why would Ahayah want you to kill the innocent animals for? A lot of people says, well, for food. But he gave you all of this vegetation. Fruits, vegetables, the grains to make bread. And what was the Last Supper of grape juice and what? Bread. Unleavened bread. Which was where he'd say, this is my body. And do this in remembrance of me. And this is the blood of my covenant or testament. Think about that. Give us a call at 407-476-7163. And we just wanted to show a few things about the giants that they're in the scriptures. And imagine them being scared of them. I mean, you see all these miracles that Ahayah did. And you're in the wilderness. He sends you manna every day to eat. Your clothes, they were good. Even your shoes and everything was good and on you, you know, and fit and everything, and didn't run out. I meant didn't come apart or fall apart and stuff, or got mildewed or old, you know. No, it was perfect, what, for 40 years? However long they lived. In the wilderness, the clothes, the shoes, everything for the whole time, 40 years. Think about it. And don't forget about you had David and Goliath. But you know something? Ahayah is more powerful than any giant. And those, it even says, let's go to, Psalm 91. Thou shalt not be, okay, Psalm 91, verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Wow. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made a higher, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Think about that. And we don't have to worry about these fallen angels too much, because Ahijah says here, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. So think about the stuff. People, we need to be praising Ahijah because he's kept us alive. I'm sure how many, most people have had, what, situations where life and death could happen. I mean, you could have died in some kind of accident, some kind of different thing. You made it alive. Or made it out alive when, man, I could have been dead in this situation or that situation, you know. Wow. Think about it. Know what I mean? So we got to praise Ahijah for everything. I mean, Ahijah's kept you alive. I don't know how old you are. I don't know how many years you've been alive. But I can tell you this. This next month, I'll be 60 years old. Never thought I'd ever say it. I shouldn't have lived this be this age. But praise Ahijah, I'm glad I'm living this age. And I've been through a lot in my life. My wife has been through a lot in her life. In the few years we've been together, we both have been through a lot together, praise Ahijah. And I'd never trade it for anything. Because I love her. But praise Ahijah, though, for everything. We got to give Ahijah praise. We got to give him all the honor and all the glory. Praise Ahayah in the morning. Praise Ahayah at noonday. Praise Ahayah. Might as well say every minute, every day, we should be praising him. If nothing else, for waking up this morning. Praise Ahayah for waking me up. Praise Ahayah. I got up with my wife this morning. Praise Ahayah. And we did. Praise Ahayah for everything. Anyways, give us a call at 407-476-7163, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364 to 365 days a year, depending on the calendar you use. And praise Ahayah, give him praise. He is good, for his mercy endures forever. I mean, we should be doing Psalms 150 every day. Praise ye Ahayah. Praise Ahayah in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltering harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise Ahayah, praise ye Ahayah. So let's give Ahayah praise. Let's give him honor. All the praise, all the honor. And thanksgiving. In Yeshua's name. The name above all names. You want to defeat those giants, you better praise Ahayah. You better give him praise. It's not your battle, it's his battle. He fights for you. That's what he told Jehoshaphat, that it was his battle. He had the singer, put your singers first in front of the armies, and y'all just stand there and praise him. And see what he would do. And it showed his salvation. Because he fought for them. He'll do it for you too. Praise Ahayah through Yeshua. Praise him. Give him praise. We don't want praise. Give Ahayah praise. Give Yeshua praise. And see if he doesn't work on your behalf. And y'all be blessed in Yeshua's mighty name. Peace and shalom from the both of us. Shalom.